a Master of Science in Family Medicine. He later received fellowship training in addiction medicine at Case Western. Dr. Frank is involved in a variety of research, including topics such as behavior change, tobacco prevention and control, substance abuse prevention, clinical assessment of stress, adolescent health risk, and the role of spirituality and religion in health. Dr. Frank.
I apologize for my late arrival and late loading, especially to our moderator. I will be reporting today on religious affiliation, spirituality, and health among young adolescents. This is a study looking at middle school students, 7th and 8th grade students, so their ages are generally 11 through 14. I have no relationships to disclose, and our funding came from a drug-free community support grant through SAMHSA and ONDCP. Research partners include the Shaker Prevention Coalition, the CASE MPH program, and the Prevention Research Center for Healthy Neighborhoods. These are our learning objectives for today. These are the ones that are listed. I'm not going to go through these in any detail. I'll let you look at them briefly before moving on with the actual presentation. So the first question that always comes up around spirituality and medicine is why bother to address the issue at all? Religion has been referred to as the opium of the people by Karl Marx as a universal obsessional neurosis by Sigmund Freud. For the sake of religion, men have earnestly affirmed and contradicted almost every idea and form of conduct by Samuel Johnson and by Albert Ellis, former president of the American Psychological Association. Equivalent to irrational thinking and emotional disturbance, this whole field is off its rocker. So here I am, off my rocker, presenting to you. Despite the opinions of these august individuals, spirituality and religion remain of high importance to the people who we serve in public health, and as such, we consider it an important topic for discussion, and particularly we feel that it's important to get better and better ways to measure and assess these issues in ways that can help us understand how spirituality and religion can be built into the kind of interventions that we are involved with. So religion has been termed as an externally defined structure intended to support spirituality. It implies a common acceptance of tradition, culture, divine power or superhuman being, beliefs or values, worship or rituals, and rules of conduct. Whereas spirituality has been more individually defined. The word spirituality comes from spirare, to breathe, and through the wisdom of language we can recognize that breathing involves both inspiration and expiration. Thus, in the cycle of breathing is the cycle of life, and in spirituality, then we can imply that this whole cycle of inspiration, expiration is embedded. This is a definition of spirituality gathered from multiple presentations on the topic and asking people to self-define what spirituality is. I'm going to go through it quickly. Spirituality is the big picture, meaning beyond matter, but involving and influencing matter. What matters? The manner in which we integrate self into the substance and continuum of the universe. Serenity, inner self in continuity with the known and unknown. Forgiveness, intimacy with God, Allah, Yahweh, the Source, the Creator, the Buddha, the Christ, the higher power, the absolute, the life. Faith, dependence on the interconnectedness of existence. Humility, the answer to all questions. Vulnerability, cumulative wisdom of energy and nature. Vitality, recognition of the limited sufficiency of personal control. Justice, that which gives life. Meaning, commitment to community. Grace, the intersection of meaning and love, power, where we fit, purpose, who I am, unique, why I am, the boundaries surrounding the illusion of control. Frightening, the fire within, inspiration, the peace within, letting go, confidence in the inevitability of joy, filling, mystery. In an instrument that we developed that I'll describe more in more detail in a moment, among adults, spirituality has been related to depression, suicidality, perceived stress, functional status, self-rated health, sick days, self-efficacy, life satisfaction, vigor, anxiety, and hostility in the directions that one might anticipate, and has been much stronger in its relationships with these constructs than either extrinsic or intrinsic religiosity. Unfortunately, in this study, we have not measured religiosity in any formal sense. Extrinsic religiosity is generally measured simply by looking at church attendance, and intrinsic religiosity more on prayerfulness and personal worship. In previous studies of adults, we were able to look at that. Here, we were able to look only at religious affiliation. Like several of my predecessors, this study is a youth risk behavior survey-based study in a Midwestern inner ring suburb. It's a whole school sample in this case of 7th and 8th graders, and it was computer administered in this survey with a response rate of just over 90%. The core questions for the Youth Risk Behavior Survey were included along with the brief assessment of spiritual insight and commitment, the basic survey, a 14-item multidimensional spirituality instrument. The item looking at religious affiliation was taken from the CDC question bank, and you can see it here, and you can see in our school what we found. Largest category was other Christian religion. The single largest clear religious affiliation was with Catholicism. Somewhat surprisingly to me, only 16% of students described no religious affiliation. Even more surprisingly to me, there were only 5 missing responses out of the nearly 800 participants in the study. So looking at religious affiliation, we looked at it in a variety of different ways, but decided the only real way to analyze it was no religious involvement versus any. Clearly, any religious affiliation may include both culturally related affiliation and, on the other end of the extreme, weekly or more church or worship attendance. There was a significant difference in spiritual wellness based on our basic questionnaire between the two groups. There was no significant difference in health behaviors based solely on religious affiliation. The basic questionnaire measures domains of faith, community, control, meaning, peace, forgiveness, and love. This is the big picture, and again, like predecessors, I'll get into details so that you don't have to read it on here, but let me just summarize a couple of things. One, all items of the 14 items contribute to the alpha. If any item is removed, the alpha goes lower, not higher. So in that way, all items have some significance. Further, all item total correlations on this instrument are 0.5 or higher, which represents really very strong item total correlations for all items on the survey. So if we look at the different items on the survey and how they relate to the domains that I've described, you'll see the items that we've actually asked listed here. You'll also see from the previous table both the item total correlation for these questions and the alpha if item deleted. And you can see also that we looked at a two-item alpha just to assure that the two items related to each other as well as to the total in our evaluation. We also did do a factor analysis, which we're not reporting here today. So the first two items revolve around faith and community. The next around control and meaning. And you can see the items that are arrowed here. We reverse the pull on our Likert scale on. You can also see the lowest of our two item alphas is for this issue of control. excuse me. The last of our domains include peace. Again, we've reversed the poll on one of the peace questions on both of the forgiveness questions. We have two items addressing the issue of love, not from the romantic version of what love is, but relationships in life that bring me joy, and there are people who care about my happiness as much as they care about their own, are items that address the issue of love. Basic questionnaire was significantly related to tobacco use, alcohol, marijuana, fighting, being victim of bullying, self-harm, suicidality, perceived health, having trusted adults in one's life, having trusted friends in one's life, parental monitoring, and youth assets. I apologize that we don't have statistics related to these available for you for today's presentation, but these were all at the 0.05 level or more. So in summary, the basic questionnaire uses seven domains of spirituality, two items for each domain, a highly reliable questionnaire with strong discriminant validity. As with other instruments, correlations tend to be relatively low. Other spirituality instruments, correlations tend to be relatively low with religiosity and religious affiliation. The instrument has been tested in both adults and adolescents and found effective in both. The value of the model is that it describes a way to understand the relationship between spirituality and health, provides an opportunity for common sense cognitive counseling related to the domains of spirituality. It can be measured, though all of the people who seek to measure spirituality acknowledge the lack of a gold standard by which we can test and determine our true validity. Finally, it provides a manner to distinguish between spirituality and religiosity. I'm going to end with a brief prescription for spiritual wellness that utilizes the model that I've described. Purpose in life involves finding the greatness hidden inside each of us. Meaning is determined by how we use this greatness. Faith is to believe that greatness can be embedded within the frailty of our own fallibility. Serenity involves using our goodness to pursue meaning until moments of greatness reveal themselves to us. Courage is to recognize moments of greatness when they occur, despite personal cost. Suffering lingers in unvisited expectations of greatness. Grace is to understand that simply because this greatness is inside of us does not mean that it belongs to us. The dilemma of life is that the harder we look for our greatness, the less likely we are to find it. Control in life is achieved by allowing our greatness to discover us. Perspective is gained by understanding that greatness does not extinguish or diminish with passing of time or opportunity. Wisdom is approached when we understand that we do not have the latitude to choose which greatness is our own or how large our greatness is. Simplicity in life involves not trying to make someone else's greatness our own. Power is revealed when we recognize greatness hidden inside every being. Joy resides in appreciation of the greatness of others. Love is to be filled with greatness from another that can't be done without. And peace in life occurs when we recognize that regardless of whether we discover our greatness, we are still loved. And for some, we can add the words, by our God. Thank you very much for your attention.